All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
Actually, I'll tell you a really funny story, actually.
Okay.
You know, so Ricky at Your Barbecue says to me, gives him the date of his wedding, right? And I'm like, cool. He leaves out a few key parts, like the year. And where it is. And anything constructive, really. So I've left Your Barbecue and I'm driving home and I'm going, Ricky said this date in September. I'm like, that's real close. So I've been putting some plans in place. We've been putting some real foundational plans in place. So I messaged him today saying, been putting some plans in place. # where the fuck's your wedding? He says, the place where it is. It's not too far from where I am at the moment. And so I'm like, cool, looking at the venue, thinking about booking some gaffs up. He says, I'll have a word with Lady Ricky and we'll see if he can get you in the accommodation. I said, what, this fast? And he's gone, yeah, this fast. So then I'm like, okay, that's very nice of Lady Ricky to work so fast. Cool. Bearing in mind, it's like a couple of weekends away. And so I'm putting everything in place and everything. And I said to Ricky, so what time's it kicking off? And he says, oh, yeah. I says, just to let you know that the date you've gave me is, it's a Friday. He says, no, it's a Saturday. I'm like, are you sure? And then he put the full date in, like, and it says 2025. I'm like, I just messaged you back, fuck you.
You know what that means, right? That means that he didn't actually want you there. Sorry.
Yeah, clearly.
Sorry, bro.
He wanted me there a year before, just stood there above a Larry Todd. It's like the guy that you invite to like a party and tell it he's the only one that knows it's fancy dress and all the rest have turned up in normal clothes.
You're just standing there in like the middle of a field. You know, this is the worst wedding I've ever been to.
Or the best, depending on if you like people.
Oh, dear. Well, so you got the date. Are you coming?
Next year, yeah.
Hold on, I'm going this year. I think it'd be a riot, just you and me.
Fuck it, I'll book the field.
Yeah. We'll get a bouncy castle, a couple of trampolines. We'll have like a wipeout, like assault course type thing.
Yeah, and we'll bring WKD and like all the craziest alcohol from our like teens.
And all the friendlies are invited.
Yeah, we're not going to tell you where.
All the date.
All the date. You just have to find it.
We're just going to tell them the year. It was this year.
Yeah, this year. September this year.
Good luck, guys.
September this year. Good luck. See you there. Hope you have a wonderful time.
I want to try something new. I want to try a new intro to the podcast.
Okay.
Fancy it?
Yeah, I fancy anything.
I know you do, you fucking horn dog.
Horn dog? Who the fuck says that?
Ain't nothing but a horn dog.
Wait a minute, I'll get a phone call. Yeah, the 90s want you back. Actually, the 90s can't have us back. Fuck it, we done that decade.
That was, you know, 10 years ago, I thought the 80s were really cool. Now, I love the 90s so much.
90s was sick, bro. Like, just some of the shit. We were, no worries in the 90s for us.
Nah, Pokemon, like, red and blue.
Remember, I don't know if you remember, I know Chris Hand will remember, and Ricky will remember. Yeah, you must have, was sitting on my front garden with the, with the wire that connects the two, Game Boys together, like trading Pokemon, just sitting there for hours. Like, are you boys ever gonna play the game? Nope. we're just gonna trade. We're just gonna start Pokemon 5 or 6 times.
No, see,
so then
like,
you get all the starting Pokemon.
No, so my cousin's friend at school, right? His sister said that they got a clone. They cloned the Mew if they transferred,
pulled out the
cable.
The fucking cable.
Yeah, so we'll just do that for hours on end until we get it right.
And we did. Nailed it.
Anyway, this is not turning into an intro. This is more of like a mid-tro now.
Oh, it is a mid-tro, bro.
Welcome to another episode of Friendlier Daisy Podcast, a podcast where eating kuru isn't the worst thing you could do. My name's Andy, and I'm here with co-host...
Dave. Why does Dave sound funnier in like a Geordie accent?
Who asked for the Geordie accent?
Me. Oh, see, that was someone. Oyster, that was you. That was you, bro.
And to round off the mid-tro, I've got, and together, we're here to...
suck some hard candy. To blow some motherfucking dicks off.
Sure. Right, cool. So I think, let's see how long this lasts. I'll make up the first bit, and you make up the second bit. And so together, we're here to, and then you bring something new every week.
Blow some dicks. No, no. We were here to blow some dicks off.
Right.
Fuck.
Thank you to everyone who's been rating us on Spotify and iTunes. It really helps us to grow to that wider audience. And to everyone that bought merch recently, since we released it the other day, or the last episode, episode before.
Yeah.
All the new designs. Hey, we're recording this in the past. So there might even be some new designs up there. I'm not entirely sure. Go and have a look.
I've got a joke for you, though.
Okay.
All right, I don't know if you're going to like it, and I don't know if it'll get in.
Oh, right, if we skip to the intro right now, guys, you know it was a really good joke.
Yeah. I had a barbecue at the weekend.
Right.
My lesbian friends turned up. They bought me a present. And, well, they bought me a Rolex. That wasn't the kind of watch I wanted to do.
That wasn't the kind of watch I asked for.
Yeah, that's it. Damn! Yeah, damn! Yeah. Damn you! Oh, shit, I fired it. Stinks.
All right, it can stay in because you fucked it up, so... What happens if I push this button? Welcome to episode 93 of Friendly A Daisy Podcast. This one is, well, it's currently titled Daisy and You, but I'm actually not sure I'm going to keep that title. I literally just come up with it a second ago. Don't like it. Not fast. We'll figure it. You'll know. You'll know whether it's changed or not.
Yeah, you'll know.
Yeah, you'll know.
You'll fucking know. Sassy.
This Daisy, oh my Jesus F. This episode is all about how... I guess how things have changed and how we have changed in the game with things that we do, things how we play, or... I tell you what, we're just going to compare the first couple of months of playing DayZ to now, I guess.
Are you talking about first couple of months on DayZ itself or the first couple of months on the platform that we currently play?
We could do both.
Yeah, we could do both.
It depends on the subject matter. We're easy breezy, Dave.
Yeah. Cause
is that another 90s thing? Easy breezy.
Bacardi breezy. Was it Bacardi breezer? That's not breezy. It's Bacardi breezer.
No, you're breezy.
What the fuck?
You chat breezy. Oh,
breezy, bro. Chatting smoke. Yeah, I was going to say, like, obviously, everyone knows mine and Andy's background. We all started on the grand console. So we weren't one of them standalone veterans. So our perspective.
Or armor mods.
Or armor mod guys. So we are. We got the best of both worlds. We're like a slice of Hovis.
What? Oh, best of both.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was thinking more of a Lady Gaga type situation.
Is she the best of both? Oh, I think it was proven that she wasn't.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, that would do it,
wouldn't it? Yeah, that would probably do it. Now we could just say Algerian boxer.
Oh, okay. We're not getting political on this podcast, I'm afraid.
Okay. Taiwanese. No joking. Taiwanese boxer. No. We could just go full Olympics shit, man.
Should we just do an Olympics episode? Fuck Daisy off for a week.
Oh my God. Imagine if a Daisy Olympics.
Well, I guess that's what the events are. They'd just be cycling, that's it. Cycling and running.
Yeah, the running, TRMZ would lose the running every time because he's always got low stab.
Yeah, or a broken leg.
Yeah, or a broken leg. Tope wouldn't dare do the shot put because his arms are always broken.
Yeah, who's good? Do you know what? I think TRMZ would be good at shot put.
Yeah.
I think we might just change this episode and what we're doing it about.
Yeah, I think we actually got on. We got like Daisy Olympics.
Have we convinced ourselves by accident?
I think we've done a thing.
So TRMZ would absolutely win shot put.
He's so good at grenade
really
throwing.
Good at throwing
yeah,
grenades.
Yeah, I was going to say, he's probably the best in the game. This is why so many people tune in.
However, I have seen him fluff 3 grenades in a row before, like on one of like the metal grates in one of the buildings. It might be like a prison building.
Yeah, I think.
And he was like, give me your grenades. I'm really good at throwing them. And he fucked up all 3 of them.
I mean, who's the worst grenade thrower in the game?
You.
Yeah, me. I'm coming last in that event. Like. Every time. Well, I was the one on Utes when I fluffed it. I tried to throw it. It just landed by our feet and killed us both.
Yeah, because you held G. I think we were fighting Lad, weren't we?
Yeah, we were fighting Lad on Utes.
But I'll tell you what. Archery and, like, skeet shooting and any, like, precision aiming.
Yeah.
So that's, like, got to be the best sniper, right?
Yeah. And who would you consider the best sniper?
Now, do you know what? I would put Minder above Taupe on sniping.
Okay.
But, right, here's the caveat. It has to be, because they have like all the time in the world to take this shot. Taupe is really good at flick shots and quick sniping.
Yeah, so having too much time could fuck with him a bit.
I have seen Minder hit like a 1,200 meter shot.
Was that on the Winter Chinaris when he was on top of the silos?
No, I don't think
silos.
It was Winter Chinaris. Oh, yeah, it might have been then. Yeah, it was on top of a silo.
Yeah, that was that's the best shot in DayZ so far that I've ever seen.
Yeah, and he's got... So it's between, for me, maybe you can have the deciding vote, right?
Okay.
Between Minder and Sauer.
The best sniper?
Yeah. 100%. Who gets the gold? Who gets the silver?
100%. I've got to go for Holland. Holland get one gold medal here with Great Britain coming in with a silver and Poland in for a bronze medal on this one.
Oh, Taupe.
Yeah. So if we're doing the Olympics chart at the moment, the orange of Holland is winning. Only because there's been a couple of videos now and a couple of times I would like to watch Minder live and he hits the furthest shots. So like because he's got time. I can't believe people stay still that long, but he takes advantage of that and somehow he just knows. So being a good shot on a standing still target is just him all over.
All right. I think I think we nailed it. I think is anyone gonna contest? No? Good? All right. Next one.
At the moment, the medals tally is GB, Great Britain. We got one gold, one silver.
Well, we need to redo the shot. Oh, we only entered TRMZ into that.
Yeah, a bit biased, actually.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There's loads of events where it's just Britain.
Yeah, unfortunately, this is the British event.
It's Team Daisy GB.
I haven't seen Taupe do much throwing of grenades.
So, yeah, I think mine is pretty good. But then also, grenade throwing isn't something that... Do you know what? I think Gecko's pretty good.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I think I'm making that up.
No, I've seen Gecko throw a grenade or two. Gecko would be good at, like, skeet shooting, you know, like the shotgun clay pigeon.
Oh, right. I'll tell you what then, because that's flick shots, right?
Yeah.
So we've got Taupe, we've got Gecko.
And then we got Dozing Chopper.
Oh,
mate. Sorry to put 2GB in there.
I still think I'm going to give it to Poland.
I love Poland Kuramash. Poland gets a gold. Oh, my God.
Yeah, don't you agree? He has, like, incredible flick shots.
They're going to get more medals on this podcast than the Olympics.
I'm sure they'll be chuffed. We're going to have the president or prime minister or whatever it is of Poland ring us up and be like,
Heard we've got some medals in the post.
And they best be full gold.
Yeah. We will be testing them with our...
I'm not even going to pretend to do a Polish accent.
You can't even speak Polish, can you?
Idiot.
That fucking hell, don't put that in there, fuck. You fucked up there, Aaron. Jesus.
What? What's your fucking problem?
Fucking savagery there, man.
Why? Why?
That's not Polish, bro.
I know it's not Polish.
That's the opposite.
Is it the opposite of Poland?
Well, they hate them, so yeah.
Oh, do they? I didn't realise that. Okay.
They owned them for years. They were on the other side of the wall, remember?
I apologise, Poland. I'm going to get the Polish Prime Minister on the phone again. He's like,
he's called us one more than he's called up our normal Prime Minister.
It's just like,
I heard you said that we speak Russian, so we're gonna need another gold medal. Thank you.
You're gonna have to sort us out, what?
You're gonna have to give us another gold medal, mate, because that's just wrong, right? Okay, thanks. Have a good day. Bye.
Love you, bye. What the fuck? He puts the phone down. that's true. So
and then we've got who? Chopper and who?
So we had Chopper, the Gecklefish, and
it's gotta be Chopper. So Chopper gets two. The silver. Yeah.
And Gecko in the bronze.
Yeah. I mean, we interviewed him last week. He's professional. He's a professional boy.
Oh, he's very professional. Really enjoyed that episode. So, I don't want to do this, but I find myself laughing. I find myself laughing in my head because it's just Boydie sitting there going, "Do it, do it."
Oh, oh no.
But this is the best podcast on DayZ goes to us, gold medal, and the Australians get a silver. Fuck you, buddy.
No, I reckon they get a bronze. Silver.
No, unfortunately, they get silver and bronze because the greedy peasant. Yeah.
No, I reckon 87.8 get bronze and greedy peasants get a Happy Meal.
Get a Happy Meal and the survival sisters get a silver.
No, there is no one gets silver.
No one's close to us.
No.
You never touch this. No.
I think you'll find we didn't ask for this.
No, in all fairness, we're not like that. Me and Andy, Boydie forces us to be this like hatred towards him.
Not competitive.
Yeah, he says, "Oh, just play on it and see how it works." And actually, sometimes I really like the funniness, especially when he pops into my streams and Andy streams and gives a shit. Like randomly, just pops in. He's like, "What the fuck are you still doing up, boy?" And you'd be like, "Fuck you, Cad." Okay.
Alrighty then.
Okay, he's in for some fun.
All right, so I hope you're keeping a tally on the medals table. Because...
Yeah, Australia's in last.
Well, you have to add Happy Meal on there as well.
Happy Meal's like wooden spoon.
Your phone, what was that? Was it your
phone?
What was
my phone? Yeah, it was.
Your payment for Pornhub has been extracted from your bank account. I don't think you want to finish that sentence.
Yeah, no, some of the other day, you know when you're playing a game on Steam and it comes up on Discord and you can see it.
Yeah.
So someone's like, "What about if they've done that with people's phones and Pornhub? About people that be in Discord just on Pornhub?" Like, get the fuck out of here. It's playing Pornhub. You can't play Pornhub.
Yeah, would you like to join?
Join the same server. you join their frontal camera. What the fuck?
Okay. If there's anyone that's ever going to take it too far, you can trust that's the first place Dave's going to go. You never test the waters, do you? See how close I can get to that line. It's just like, what line?
The line's a dot to me, bro. So what? Far away.
What line, bro?
What line? I crossed that months ago. All right. Back to the Olympics then. So just go swimming. So which guy likes to go swimming quite a bit?
Ooh.
I know. I've got a guy that I've watched many times and I always see him swimming. He always takes the swimming option, especially if he's playing the mouse.
I was going to say, are you talking about someone that swims a lot on the mouse?
Yeah.
Are we just going to have like the same four fucking content creators?
No, Happy Bombs.
Oh, shit. I was thinking TRMZ.
Yeah, TRMZ always takes the swimming. But no, genuinely, I always find he takes the swimming option, old Mr. Happy Bombs.
Oh, you're just doing it because he's a Brit. And
oh,
I respect
no.
it. I respect it, Dave. I respect it.
And I was going to say, someone that, I don't know, like, someone for a gold medal for the first gold medal for the USA, okay?
Okay.
Is the pole vault, because he does a lot of jumping on DayZ, and it's Hamish Zedd.
What are you talking about? He's very
tall, so he'll be good at pole vaulting. He's always jumping over things.
All right, I'll tell you, his I'm gonna introduce a new sport to the Olympics, to the DayZ Olympics. pick three of the angriest people.
Angriest.
Angriest. I've got two in mind, but I want to see what you come up with.
Angry, I'm going to go with like OGX, Mr. OGX.
Yeah, that was one of mine.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
He gets so angry, which is great.
It is great. Taupe.
No, I wasn't going to say Taupe.
Taupe gets very angry when...
I'm thinking Tricky Mickey.
Yeah, Tricky Mickey.
He's an angry boy.
He is an angry boy. He's pent up aggression.
And then who else is angry? Oh, what about... oh, shit, why can't I remember his name? Australia.
Oh, Lax Hawthorne.
Yes, Lax Hawthorne.
He's an angry character.
Right.
God, Australia are getting back in the medal catch now.
I'm not sure I can pick.
Angriest? Oh, it's OGX, man.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Then Lax, Tricky Mickey.
Yeah, I think Tricky Mickey is just loud a lot of the time. You know what I mean? I think OG's very loud, but OG physically gets angry. You can hear it in his voice. He like rage quits all the time.
Yeah. Taupe does a bit of rage quitty every now and then, but I don't think it's on the scale of OGX or Lax.
No, and Lax is, he just fucking hates everybody.
That's true, man.
Right. Are you genuinely keeping score?
No. No, but I do know I got gold medals for the USA.
We need to win.
I've got 17,422 for Team GB.
Right.
Listen. 3.5 for Germany.
Stop. Friendly?
Are you feeling overwhelmed by hormonal changes? If you're a woman, you're not alone. With over 1,000 hormone disruptors in our environment, it's no wonder things can feel out of balance. On top of that, natural changes like PMS, menopause, and other life stages can leave you feeling tired, irritable, and trapped in a constant battle with your body. But here's the good news. You don't have to suffer through it. Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth is here to help. This herbal formula fine-tunes your hormones, balancing estrogen, testosterone, and even stress hormones like cortisol, which can contribute to weight gain, racing thoughts, poor sleep, and more. With over 40,000 five-star reviews and a bottle selling every 24 seconds, the results speak for themselves. Ready to feel like yourself again? For a limited time, get 15% off your first order at happymammoth.com using code NEXTCHAPTER at checkout. Visit happymammoth.com today and get your old self back naturally.
Right, we just caught up and made a list of who's got what, because for some reason, I've decided to take this very seriously. All right?
Okay.
And I hope you take it seriously too, Dave.
I'm taking it very seriously. These Olympics mean a lot to people.
We're the Olympic officials.
We'll probably do a better job than the ones at the moment.
I've got two events in mind. But
okay, come up for one. We'll hear the first one then.
Boxing.
Oh.
Your first entry is Gecko Fish.
Yeah.
He is always boxing someone.
King of the melee, isn't he? He's always on the fisty cuffs.
Yeah. What else you got?
I think he got to put Freshy Fuckery Tricky Mickey there.
I'll tell you what, who else as well?
Who?
I'm going to say Freshborns.
Yeah.
And also, they come as a two.
They come as two medals because, it is.
So if they come bronze, they get double bronze. They're like double science.
Double science. We danced double science, didn't we? Yeah.
So I think I'd put them in that order. Gecko, Tricky.
Gecko,
and
Tricky.
Freshborns.
Fuck, we're picking up four medals there.
Oh yeah. Oh shit, they're all Brits.
Yes.
This is not rigged. This is not rigged.
This ain't rigged, man. This ain't rigged at all. Fuck you, buddies.
All right, here's one that's aimed towards a non-British player.
No! Angry? We missed out Saramore.
Oh.
Isn't he Canadian?
Yeah. Hang on a minute. Who did we have in Angry? Let's see if he would have even have qualified. Mr. OG, Lax and Tricky Mickey.
I think he kicks out Lax and Tricky Mickey.
You think he goes above Lax?
Yeah, I think he goes above Lax, man.
All right. Sorry, Tricky Mickey, but you've been demoted.
I'm going with a sport here. It's like wrestling. So it's people that wrestling. We're going to count that as close quarters because everyone's like so close. Do you know what I mean? Who is the best close quarters combat guy that you know? So I'm giving you three options.
Ooh. Oh, okay. Okay. I've got one, but that's okay. Okay. I'm going to throw one into the mix if it's not. If it's,
if it's not in. All right. So I'm going with Ben Fruit.
Oh, shit. That was who I was thinking of.
Oh, yes. Yes.
So he's going gold.
He's clearly going gold. Tope goes in there because he's so good at close quarters.
All right.
Because he's just, you know, he's just able to turn around on a sixpence and just absolutely slay stuff up. And Sour Sweet.
Oh, okay.
I think Sour Sweet's very good at close quarters.
I would, I don't know between Tope and Sour. I'm putting Ben Fruit at the top there.
Ben Fruit gets gold. Unfortunately, Australia gets gold here.
So for CQB, yeah?
Yeah, like close combat. So that's labelled under wrestling for the Olympics.
Oh, okay, right? wrestling.
Yeah.
Or judo.
Wrestling or judo. Or no, Kyle. Who else?
I can't pick between Sour and Tope. I don't know.
I think Tope's slightly better at just rushing in and being close to people as well. He's either got to be a little bit of a distance away for his flick shot snipers, or he's got to be right on their fucking big toes.
Oh, nice.
Where if he's in that mid-range, he's liable to a little bit of a miscommunication.
Yeah.
If you're going for sniper, Lady Adventure is such a good sniper.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Who have we got in snipers?
Snipers, I think we've got a half.
Oh, we had Minder Sour and Tope, bro. Like, no one's kicking them out.
No one is kicking them out.
Oh, hang on a minute. What about... because I've got... Oh, shit, to be fair. Okay. the ability to squad wipe. Now, there is a couple of clips. I think it's Joito with Beans?
Yeah, I think so.
And they just decimate these squads.
Yeah. And they're insane. I've seen her do it with Happy Bombs.
So I tell you what, the best squad wiper has to be Tope.
Tope, 100%. He's a squad wiper extraordinaire.
I reckon second to that has to be Joito and Beans as a joint second.
Joint silver, okay.
Hang on. What could be squad? What could we think of a? Hang on a minute. Oh, that's fine. Who would be third?
Sour or Geek SPS?
Yeah.
Geek.
Yeah.
For Deutschland's first medal.
Yeah, suck it. All right, what can we compare squad wiping to?
What sport is squad wiping?
You know that that whack-a-mole.
Or we could just go the medley in like the relay or something where there's just loads of people on the field.
Decathlon.
Oh,
that could be like best all-rounder.
Yeah.
All right, we'll figure that one out in a sec.
That's triathlon.
We'll just call it squad wipe.
Okay.
It's a new sport.
It's a new Olympic sport.
Well, I mean, we've got the angriest person, so...
Right, so, I'm going to go with another one, like rock climbing. Rock climbing is an Olympic sport. I don't know how the fuck it got up in there. Basically, they have the two walls that are exactly the same, like bouldering, and it's how fast they can get up. They're the first ones to touch the top. It's fucking mad. Don't ask me how it got an Olympic sport. It is an Olympic sport. But who do you see is always traversing rocks? Remember, like in these new maps, like Altiria and Astara, like rocks are a big thing. So who is the best traverser of them rocks?
This is only going based off of one of the last streams I saw of this streamer, HB.
HB, I'm going off of the last video I'm currently watching of the Running Man's in Anastara.
All right.
And maybe Holly Rex. I think I saw her do Anastara one and she was all over the rocks.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Is that all we're basing that one off?
Yeah.
Who have we seen on a rock?
A cock on a rock. What the hell?
I'm gonna get the internet to pick an order for these people.
Get ChatGPT.
Oh, actually, that's probably a better way to do it. I was going to use a list randomizer.
Okay.
But
I thought that was our go-to. No, our ChatGPT, like, podcast friend.
So, and the list items done. So it's gone. HB, Holly Rex, TRMZ.
Okay. Three golds for the UK in that one again.
Three medals.
Three medals, hell. Not golds. Yeah, sorry, man. They're all different colours.
It is rigged, isn't it? I'm starting to feel like this might be rigged.
There's such. Actually, talking about that, you know, like we have got a lot of UK streamers.
Yeah.
I remember as a time when I first started to watch that actually there wasn't many UK streamers, and you had like Baby Nades.
I never watched Baby Nades stream, to be fair. I only watched.
Oh, I used to watch them all the time. Videos. I used to have Project Red Tie, Erno, Seal, Minder. Wait,
Red Tie wasn't English.
No, he wasn't. No, I'm saying all the work. There was a lot of people that weren't English that streamed, but now it seems like we're flooding the market. Like China are doing in the Olympics. There's every single Chinese team is just unbelievably fucking close to medals every time.
They were sick. Whatever, if it was near a swimming pool, they fucking owned that, man. Diving, swimming, yeah.
Diving, they're unbelievable, man. Like when I was having your conversation with your father-in-law about the muff diving. And
I remember it well.
He remember it very well. But yeah, we were commenting on how just clinical they are. They're clinical as hell.
I watched a clip of two Chinese divers. It was the synchronized dive in 3 meters. And
I couldn't pick any difference from them.
No, from the camera angle, it looked like one person. They had to move the camera angle so you could see that it was two people.
Yeah, it was the best performance ever. They were so symmetrical. There was even the splash droplets were absolutely symmetrical.
Well, that is some real funky shit doo-doo.
Funky doo-doo shit.
And that's how we segue out of the bit that I just cut out so nobody notices.
Now, we're going on to rally driving.
Oh, fuck. Well, I mean, okay.
I know who the winner is, but...
So do I. How can we both know who the winner is?
I think we do. We're going to say it on three.
Okay.
One, two, three, R-N-O.
Oh.
Oh, we're not on the right person there.
Actually, Minder's a sick driver as well.
Yeah, I was going to say, because, you know, Thingy's a sick driver, Erno.
Erno? I don't remember seeing Erno drive, but...
Erno's amazing at driving.
I know that Geckofish has won rally events.
Yeah, he does. He has run the rally events as well.
So that's why I picked Gecko.
I picked Erno, because he just loves driving.
Because you love him.
No.
Do you know what we haven't said in ages?
What?
That Wes is actually Erno.
Fuck you, Wes.
I said that either.
And you never guess what we need to start bringing back, Andy.
What?
Our guests telling Wes to fuck off.
I can't believe we missed that opportunity with those in Chopper.
Oh, I know. He would have loved it as well.
I genuinely am gutted. I'm going to put it on my list.
Yeah.
Oh, well. What about new sport event, the most meticulous player?
Right. I'm going for Smoke.
Oh, why are we on the same page, Dave?
Always on the same page, man. We watch the same peeps, man.
Yeah.
We play the same game.
There's someone I can't remember there. Oh, I feel like...
Super FT Low.
Okay.
He's meticulous.
And then I was going to go for Rakaru.
Ooh, great.
I feel like Rakaru, he's quite a slow player. Like, you know what I mean? He just enjoys playing the game.
Smoke is the most meticulous, though.
I think Smoke's absolutely won that.
Yeah, he is the most... I mean, the geezer even knows, like grid references.
Oh, and does stuff. He?
Yeah, he's like, I'll meet you at latitude, and he always gives it. He's just like, we're heading north-northeast now. And he wouldn't even have a compass out. So if we head north-northeast now for at least, you know, 5 minutes, and we then head this direction, we should be hitting, like, Nadbor. Boom, Nadbor pops out. He's out in the trees. He's like, not see the town in, like, 10 minutes. Boom. He's right on top of the military at Nadbor. You're like, what the fuck?
Okay, who did we say? We said Smoke. Rakaru, and
Rakaru.
Who?
Oh, Super FT Low, yeah.
Well, that's not his name, by the way, anymore.
What is it?
Just FT. I'm pretty sure that changed a long time ago.
That's pretty logical in all fairness. Super FT Low does sound pretty low.
Yeah, I found that out. Well, I think I was reminded of it when I added him into the community spotlight.
Oh, yeah, you did, didn't you? Yeah.
That came out. Oh, shit, that comes out tomorrow. I had to finish off some bits on that.
I thought you said it on the 5th. I thought you said published on the 5th.
No. That, I just didn't change the top bits.
Oh, man, I would have added some stuff today about, well, I don't know what I would have added.
Oh, about what? But you don't know?
No. I probably would have just tried to be better, which I've been trying to do for ages, but failing hard. Okay. I put in probably about 3 sections in that fucking 29-section fucking community crossing course. I'm not really pulling my weight.
Well, it has been noticed by upper management, and you will be pulled into an appraisal of your work.
I don't think you can appraise nothing. It's sort of like, I can only go up from here, so promotion next time.
Dividing by zero, like, it ain't working.
Yeah, it's like people used to do in the army, like the first year they get promoted, like zero, and then the next year when they're eligible for next promotion, somehow they're like learning curve and they just turn into excellent soldiers, and you're like, how the fuck? So you get an A+, right? That last one was an E and this one's now an A+, so you literally get promoted for being the most improved.
No one else knows what you're talking about.
Everyone else knows what I'm talking about apart from you, bruh.
Smoke FT Rakaru.
Yeah, so America gets a gold medal there.
Yeah, and a bronze.
Yeah,
cool. Alright.
What about chaotic? I'm saying,
right,
this is a 2 people from Australia and 1 from Canada.
Oh, okay, so you've got Sarah Moore, Lax, and Ben Fruit.
Yeah, I only had to say nationalities. He's like smashed it. And if there's a 4th place, very close 4th place, photo finish.
From McDonald's.
For a Happy Meal. Yeah. This is Mr. OGX.
I mean, isn't that the same as like the angriest?
But it's chaotic.
Oh, that's OGX. It's just the same as doing the 100 meter sprint compared to the 200 meter sprint.
Yeah, yeah.
It's the same.
Yeah. The same right. Guy is probably going to win it.
So who's going top?
Chaotic. We're going for Ben Fruit, Sarah Moore, Lax. Yeah.
All right. I feel like gold, we need one more bronze. Real sport.
One more real sport. Now, Daisy, fashion's not a sport.
Oh, no, I've got one.
Okay, come on then.
Long distance running. Who do you think, using their map knowledge and survival and everything and all like that, who could get to Cami, who could get from Cami to Tissy first?
So it's definitely not TRMZ.
Oh, it's right. I was thinking TRMZ, but then as soon as you said definitely not, I was thinking, no, he'd break his leg.
He'd break his leg, plus he'd overload himself full of water or something. It'd be really slow.
Tote
is a fast player. Dozen Chopper is a fast player. They just loot and scoot, do you know what I mean? Right. Rather than hanging around. They're like, boom, right there. Like, boosh. You got to go for these fast looters. They got to be up there. Like, boom. Tope and Doze and Chopper are in that category.
But they don't really even, like, need to loot. They're just going to Tissy. Once they're there, if they, you know, if they die, then, oh, I don't know, they do need to loot a bit, don't they? Because they're not making it there on one belly of food.
Yeah, one belly of food, yeah.
Okay, all right. And then we're going to have to pick one more that's, like, just quick and efficient.
Doc Trust.
Is he? I haven't watched Doc Trust in a while, if I'm honest.
I think he's fast. He's a fast player. Like Geek FPS.
Yeah? All right. Germany can have another medal.
Yeah. Either way, it was either Geek or Doc Dreist. But, you know, bronze medal was probably the most you're going to get for this guy.
Long distance running. What a random impromptu episode that we have just come up with. Right, who's winning?
Right. Oh, TGB are winning. TGB are fucking winning.
No,
here,
they
bro.
Can't.
They have to. Man, they got the best 2 streamers currently on the platform are both British at the moment, and both sexes we cover off. You know, with Holly Rex hitting highs.
Wait, what the fuck are you talking about, bro? I'm saying who's winning the long distance running.
Oh, I thought you were about just in general, like. Long distance running, who's winning out of Dozin and Tope? Who gets the gold medal?
I think Tope's more experienced.
I think Tope's faster, slightly faster. But does Tope leads into getting starvation sometimes. He'll get you past the line, but as he gets past the line, he dropped dead. So can he receive his...
So maybe he doesn't even get a gold, but Dozin still gets the silver.
Yeah, he like dies before he can be handed the gold.
Like he won it, but it never got given to him.
Physically didn't get put around his neck, so he didn't actually receive it.
Hang on, my phone's going off again, one sec. Oh, it's the president. Hang on, one sec. It's the president of Poland again.
I heard there's a spare gold medal that's maybe been left in lost property.
someone died before they could collect it.
I'd like you to send that along with the rest of our gold medals. Thank you.
Okay.
He just hangs up.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Tope, Dozin, and then who else did we say?
Tope, Dozin. And it's a German, so it's either Doc Dreist or Geek FPS.
Oh, yeah, that was it. Let's go Doc Dreist. Well done, Doc Dreist. Well.
But in all fairness, though, like if we had someone in the DayZ community that could organise an event, like thinking about it, this Olympics has not been organised particularly well. But who would you pick to organise a DayZ Olympics event? I'm thinking two people.
HB.
I think it's Sauerkraut or HB.
Ariana does big events.
Ariana, yeah. I mean,
but
yeah.
HB.
Yeah, the True Colors guy himself.
I tell you what, let's do. I would say then HB Gold. Oh, I don't know whether Sauer. The only reason I'd put Sauer in silver is because he did like very unique events, like Taskmaster or Nighttime Utes. You know what I mean? But yep. Ariana has more experience.
Ariana with the King of the Castle, Queen of the Castle, and now Frostbite?
No, Frostline. Wait, what? I don't know. It's not Frontlines. Jesus Christ.
Frontlines, yeah.
I did know. I've been reading too much about Sarkal this
Yeah,
past
so
week.
Have I. Yeah. That's why my head's all like, Sarkal like, now. Earlier you asked me a question, I just replied with Sarkal, and you were like, what?
You did. Yeah, you did. We were talking about what episode to do, and you went the one about Sarkal. I was like, Chernerus? Yeah, that
I was
one.
Like, yeah, I was on that one. I've been reading way too much about it.
I can't pick between. All right, I'm gonna have to use the random generator again. I reckon.
Okay.
So let's go. Let's go back. Oh fuck! I fucked up. So we're just doing Ariana and Sauer, right?
Yeah, in silver and bronze. Who comes first?
Because photo finish, and it was Sauer than Ariana.
Germany
Sauer
comes above
with the silver.
God, that was a photo finish. Well done, old man Sauer.
Oh boy. Actually, I think the Germans have come back strong here, haven't they?
They have come back very strong. They were out of the medal races at the start, but they're fucking caught up a bit. The US are lacking.
So I'll tell you what this could be. This could be the eventing.
the horse event. Yeah, I know. Yeah, the equestrian. Yeah.
Right, so HB wins again. Fucking hell, this is... People are going to think that we've got a superiority complex.
Yeah.
But it's just the streamers we watch, I guess.
Yeah, it is actually, because this is all subject. Like, I want to just put this out there. Like, this is all subject to what me and Andy watch. You may watch other streamers and maybe just think that me and Andy get the gold every time, so it's fine.
Yeah, right. The gold and fucking bullshit.
The gold and laughing himself fucking hard. I laughed so hard on my last stream. Not on my last stream, the stream before, that stuff was coming out my nose. Because I killed that guy and it was just hurt. I was like, oh, I just couldn't take it. Just nearly as good as the old Seven Seas joke.
You get the gold medal for laughing at your own jokes that no people laugh at.
Oh, shut up, man.
If
they
someone
laugh
else laughs
jokes.
At it, it doesn't count. But just if like no when, one laughs at it.
Just like the other day, we were around a family meal and Sarah's nephew asked me to tell a joke. And Sarah's like, no, you don't want that. I was like, what is the favourite of your Seven Seas? He's like four.
Oh, I've just got a really good answer for that.
What?
PC.
The PC.
The PC. That's my favourite of the C's, the PC.
Plod. PC plod.
Fuck you.
Fuck you in his Italian accent.
I think, well done, everybody. Closing ceremony of the Olympics. There's a massive fanfare. just like that one. The Bohemia Daisy devs, they're all giving out all the flowers. There's a big old show of, geckos doing donuts in a rally car.
And we're having a review. We did not get a Spanish medal. I'm getting a...
Peronia. You're going to make up an event so Peroniax can win something.
No, he definitely should go into most chaotic. He is so chaotic.
Is he more chaotic than Ben Fruit, Ceremor, or Lax?
He's more
chaotic than
Lax.
I'll tell you what about the player that doesn't know what they're doing the most?
Oh, no, because actually he's very good at what he does.
He just... is very good, but every time I see him, he's like fumbling shit.
Yeah, he's always like half-loaded magazine.
He's like, oh, fuck, oh, no, top, help.
Yeah. That's what I was going about, the Confucius. Confucius said...
No idea what you're talking about.
Confusion. He's like the art of confusion in his own team. He's like, he uses
special
power. You said
Confucius,
power.
So I thought you were going to be like fucking all philosophical on me or something.
Confucius said, do not bend over just after you fart. You may smell something nasty.
And that was the final words of the closing ceremony of the Daisy Olympics.
Imagine that. The fucking head of the Olympics comes out with that shit. The Confucius said, do not eat yellow snow. That's the Winter Olympics coming up in November. Hands over to the World Council of the Winter Olympics. Is it the same torch?
I don't know.
Is it the same? Yeah. They've got the Paralympics coming up as well, actually. I like watching the Paralympics, man.
I can only wholeheartedly apologise for what that episode turned out to be. I know that we said that we'd probably split it between the Daisy Olympics when we started talking about it, thinking it was going to be a good idea, and then a completely different topic. But I guess we'll just save that one for another time.
I don't know what's happened, guys. This one has just been so impromptu. It's just like, it just rolled and rolled and rolled and then turned chaotic like a tornado.
I think the term is spiraled.
Spiraled.
Yeah, and I really don't know. I really don't know how to describe it. So I guess we just need to video of the week.
I think we do need to just video of the week.
Your payment for Pornhub has been extracted from your bank account.
Okay, so video of the week. Video of the week today is won by TRMZ. Okay.
No, it's not.
Why?
I'm pretty sure he's won like the last three.
No.
Dozen Chopper, that one doesn't count. I'm sure he won the last one. TRMZ has just won so many fucking medals in the Olympics.
Well,
can we pick someone else?
We can. All right. Wobo.
Oh.
Welcome back, Wobo. You win video of the week today for your Daisy 1.26 dev stream summary.
He's so shit hot on that stuff, man.
I mean, it's 5 days old now, which will be...
plus more.
13 days to 14 days old when this comes out. But it's still going to be fully relevant, unlike when me and Andy post something that's old, that's out of date. The second is posted.
I think the second before is posted.
Yeah. Yeah, so...
Yeah, that dev stream was good. Did you watch it?
No, I was currently working.
Oh, man. So, good news. It seemed like they got their shit together.
Okay.
With the whole stream shenanigans.
Yeah.
It went really well. It seemed pretty professional and all that kind of stuff. Like, it was quite strange. I enjoy it anyway, but it just felt different, you know?
Yeah, no, sometimes a little bit of a shake-up does do well. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. And then secondly... some of the changes that are in... we're not going to talk about it. We promise we're not going to talk about it. But some of the changes that might be coming in are going to be game-changing.
Yeah. I mean, I've just been watching a stream where someone's playing the experimental.
Yeah.
And someone suggested that some of the changes in there were very noticeable. But then there's someone that I watched streaming exactly the same... on the same experimental, were saying, actually, I don't notice them so much. So I think it's down to general perspective.
Wow. Watch this space.
Space engineers, no thanks.
Team up. Right.
What do you mean, right?
I'm getting up my Trello. Fuck you.
Oh, yeah, because you need to start unzipping your tip.
Now, I don't unzip anymore, Dave, because I've got sweatpants on. What do we call them in the UK? That's such an American term.
We call them tracksuit bottoms. Jogging bottoms.
Yeah, but they're shorts. Jogging shorts. Does that sound right?
Sweat shorts.
Oh, that sounds horrible.
Sweaty shorts.
I've got some sweaty shorts on, right? With a soggy bottom.
Not a buttery biscuit base.
This tip is called Exit This Way. What?
This is fine. Fine.
What?
No.
This tip is called Exit This Way. So, I noticed this the other day when we were playing, and we went to an area via a route that we wouldn't ever have naturally come from. I think we were looping back on ourselves, or I can't really remember why we ended up here. But we approached a town from the complete... Basically, it's Starry, right? We ended up in Starry, and we approached it from... as if we had just come from Northwest Airfield. So we approached it from the Northwest. And then we thought, right, what we're going to do is we're going to see if anybody's at the tents, and then we'll wait and see if we find anybody, and then maybe we'll just log off or whatever. I found myself thinking, right, okay, what direction are people going to be coming from, and what direction are they going to be leaving from? That way I know kind of where to look, you know what I mean?
Yeah, whether to look behind you or to look in front for a contact.
Exactly. So I'm like at the electrical box area, and I'm looking over towards like the big red, maybe a little further across the hill, you know, that way. That is the direction that people are going to be entering this area from. And if people have exited the area, they're going to be over by the church, something like that.
And so, I was looking left of church towards tents.
So there's always the possibility that people aren't going to follow the natural exit and entry of an area. Yeah. But like we did, we didn't follow the natural one. But you can use that to your advantage. Because if you haven't followed the natural exit and entry to the loot area, but someone has, you have the advantage because they're following a well-trodden path and you're not. So if you know that in most towns, most areas, most military areas, you know, for instance, VMC, most people either approach from the hill or from the east side. Yeah, from the east side through that field.
Creepy.
Whoever approaches it from Vibor.
No one ever comes from the north down through the creek. They always attack it from the west front through the creek. Like,
it's just very, very rare, isn't it, to come from anywhere, like from the north side. So don't really focus your scanning in that area, I wouldn't say. Yeah. Focus in the other places first. Basically, it's, try and learn the natural entry and exit points of every place.
Egress, regress.
Oh, that's fancy.
Oh, talk about you, Mr. Fancy Pants.
Oi! We're done! Episode 93! Gonna get a whoop whoop!
Whoop whoop!
Do you know what we didn't do, Dave?
What?
We never tallied up the fucking medals.
Ah, we'll just take gold, won't we, Andy? Like we said.
No, right.
Team GB.
Stop and save the fucking podcast. I'm tallying this shit up.
Okay, wait then. Back in the room.
So I've done a quick tally up.
Yeah.
we're basically just racist.
Okay.
There's no two ways about it. The numbers don't lie, Dave. So, without going through what country's got what, do you want to do what country's got what, or do you want to just know the overall medal totals?
Just go with countries. Just go, what country's got come first place for medals? But are you rating it on golds or overall medal?
Just all medals in total. It doesn't matter because it's the same country that won both of those things. Basically, Great Britain got 17 medals. Well done, Great Britain. You got 17 medals. And
here's my pants.
In second place, with the second most amount of medals, was Poland with 6 medals.
Bloody hell, Poland has smashed it.
What? We got 17 and Poland got 6.
Yeah, that's the standard normally. I'm glad to put the fires of the USA and China at bay.
This is like the Victorian Empire all over again. And then USA joint in third place with 4 medals each. Then Germany with 3. And then finally the Netherlands and Canada. That can't be right. Have I done that right? The Netherlands and Canada got 2 medals each. Did we only put Minder in for 2?
Yeah. We did the rally. Did we not say the rally?
No.
Well, you said like... Didn't you say...
Oh, yeah, I didn't tally it up.
Yeah, didn't you say, like, the rally was, like, Erno, Minder, and one other?
Oh, okay, so, I'll tell you what, let's just, because to avoid criticism, I'm going to give gold and silver to Minder and Erno, because they get Netherlands.
Yeah.
And then bronze to Gecko Fish.
Yeah, bronze.
So we actually ended up with 18...
We've still got one on that one.
And the Netherlands ended up joint third with 4.
Oh, joint third with who?
USA and Australia. So there's proof that we should never do a Daisy Olympics again.
Yeah, that was very hard. If anyone's out there trying to organise the event, I think it might be a non-starter after we've just...
No. Let them do it. Just make sure we're not involved.
Yeah, make sure... Or any Brits involved, because we will win.
Yeah, we'll kick our ass. We'll kick our ass. Proved it.
Yeah, we just proved it, man. Silence. Woboed that shit.
Thanks for sticking along this ride with us for this fucking ludicrous episode of Friendly Daisy Podcast.
Yeah, it's been crazy.
Like I said in the beginning, thank you very much for everyone that's rated us on Spotify and iTunes. That really does help.
Massively. Check out the Community Chronicles that was published last week.
Oh, yeah. Some cool bits in there, man. Yeah, some nice events coming
out,
up too.
Check them out. Some nice announcements that we're privy to, but now you will be next week. Or last week.
Oh, yeah. Or this week. Last week. Fucking. Yeah. Oh, we just time traveled.
Ow, that hurt my brain. The Elocs, or is it Morlocks? The Morlocks, no. Is it?
Oh, I got. Hang on a minute. One sec. Hello?
Oh, yeah. It's the president of Poland again.
Jesus, this guy needs to ban that number.
I can't believe you fucked us. You fucked us with the medals table. And I won't have it. I'm coming for you, friendly boys. I'm coming for you.
He definitely sounds like he's from East London, though.
I'm a little bit... I've got a cold.
Got a plus cold?
I downed a bottle of Mr. Sheen.
Mr. Sheen and Smirnoff Ice.
No, only the intellectuals will get that joke. But anyway, I'm coming for you, boys.
And then just dial tone.
Yeah.
So, Dave, I think I've got to go and go and buy myself a fake passport under a new name.
You've got... I've known you. I'll say that you're barbecue. I've known you with 3 different last names, so you can pick any one of them.
Oh, yeah. I'll choose one of them. Be good. Love you, lads. Until next time.
Ciao for now.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.